Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone. This is your weekly podcast preview with Form Analyst Paul Joyce looking towards Sydney racing on Saturday. And Paul, as I say hello to you, we're on the Kensington track on Saturday at Randwick.
We are. It's a little bit of a break, isn't it? We had the big standalone Hawkesbury meeting last Saturday. We're off to Scone next Saturday for their terrific meeting up there. But in between, we've got this Kensington meeting, and I can tell you what, it's a very competitive quaddie, open races. There'll be plenty of value flying around, and if we can somehow get our way to the last leg of the quaddie, I'm sure the dividend will be looking a big one.
All right, well, let's have a look at it. And as we speak, that track is in good nick, but they are saying maybe some storms around on Friday, so we'll just have to monitor that.
Yeah, exactly. There's a bit of rain forecast Friday, a pretty clear Saturday, which is good news because this track dries out really quickly. So as long as there's no rain on the day, I'd imagine we're in a good four range, and that's what these tips have been done for.
All right, the Kensington Handicap Race 6, Paul, kicks it off over the 1,300 metres. No scratchings at this stage.
Yeah, we've got the mares to go round, just genuine tempo. I like one here at a bit of a price, number 2, Shakora, for Hayes and Dabenig. The numbers for the quaddie, 2, 3, 11, 5 and 7. She's first up, Shakora. She's got some good form. She was a runner-up in the CUNY. She's been placed in the Vanity. She's very well graded in a benchmark 78 fresh, and I've liked both her trials coming into this. I think she'll sit back off the speed and hit the line hard. So at around about sort of $9, I really like her, Shakora, in the first leg. But we'll take a lot. It is a mare's race. The 3 Strome, she's come back in great form. Winner first up at Gosford, coming from off pace. The 11 Palmateer caught my eye at the trial. She trialled at Canterbury and trialled really well behind Monsieur Sassou. Number 5, Vinnie Power. We mentioned her last week. She was scratched to be saved for this race the following Saturday. So she's in the mix. She'll roll forward and make her own luck. And number 7, Vontaine for Richard Freeman. An absolute shocker first up. But she's a lot better than that, and she could go around at a silly price because of that first up run. So we'll go 2, 3, 11, 5 and 7.
2, 3, 11, 5 and 7. Jean Van Overmeer to take the ride on Shakora there for Lindsay Park. To race 7, the tab.com.au, again over, well, this time the 12.50. Noble Joey will come out of this race. It's running today as we record this in the Wagga Town Plate. So the first emergency, Murillo, will get a start if they wish.
Yeah, exactly, and I'm keen on Murillo. I thought he was very unlucky at his Australian debut. I've got him on top here, 11, 10, 3, and 14. So Murillo on top, this former overseas galloper. He was racing in Group 1 races in the UK, and his first start for the Snowdons, he just had no luck. He was in the reasonable spot, just got bailed up for the entire straight. He was favourite there, so where there's smoke, there's fire, and I think we'll give him another go for sure. Number 11, Murillo on top for me at the good odds this week. Number 10, Fragonard. She's a first-up specialist. 3 of her 5 career wins have come fresh, and she's had the 2 trials to get ready for this. She'll appreciate what looks a solid tempo. 3, Passage of Time. Well, he was also a good thing beaten first up behind Top Striker. He just couldn't get out of a pocket the entire straight. He dived right on the line and just missed, so he'll be out to atone for that. And I thought number 14, Chapelco, if he ends up gaining a start, he could really improve second up. He loves this Kensington track, and he'll give you a good side up on speed. So we've gone 11, 10, 3, and we'll throw the 14 in because he may end up getting a start as well.
All right, we'll monitor that over the next couple of days. The third leg of the quaddy is the May Handicap. Already scratched here, Paul, is another dollar, number 3. We've got a field of 13.
Yeah, a field of 13 should put enough speed into the race. There's not a stack of it on paper. It depends who turns up. A couple of these horses may end up not coming. But look, I've gone 5, 8, 12 and 6. 5 on Top Man from Uncle. He'll definitely be there, I would expect. No luck at all. First up in the Top Striker Passage of Time race at Randwick. That was the first run for the Cunningham stable, and he just got locked away in the straight, as a couple of runners did in that race. He certainly looked to have plenty to offer going through the line, and he was an unlucky runner. So I think he can bounce back second up ahead of the 8 Star of the Seas, who's just missed a consistency. He's had 9 starts, 4 wins, 5 placings, goes on all sorts of ground. He's come up with barrier 1, and he's already run well on the Kenzo track before. So he looks a huge danger and deserved favourite. The 12 Spring Charlie, coming through the provincial championships, ran 2nd in the final behind Bobbing. He rarely runs a bad race. He's also won on this Kensington track. And number 6, Turnberry, he went round in the provincial championships as well, was a close-up 5th, beaten only 3/4 of a length. and he just makes his own luck up near the speed. So we'll go 5, 8, 12 and 6 in the third leg.
And as we know, in that race, Mercurial Lad will come out also. It's running in today's Wagga Wagga Town Plate. What about the last, the Australian Turf Club Handicap over the 1550? They played patient with the provincial winner Bobbing. It goes around here from a wide draw.
Yeah, it's favourite, I think, or vying for favouritism, and it's an open sort of race, good speed. I think it'll suit the back markers, so Bobbing will love that. But I've gone with 6, Fuchu on top of him. I've gone 6, 2, 4, 10 and 11. I just think Fuchu's gone up the wrong price. They're betting double figures with Tab, and the blinkers go on for the first time. Robbie Dolan will take 2 kilos off. Now, in the provincial championship final, only a length separated Bobbing and Fuchu. So there's a massive swing at the weights in Fuchu's favour with those blinkers going on and a better gate. I think he's at least got a huge chance to turn the tables. Bobbing, of course, will be hard to beat. We were keen on him in that championship final and he got the job done in great style. But obviously he's penalised at the weights, so they're claiming 2 with Van Overmeer, and the tempo of the race should suit him. So he could definitely win, but I think Fuchu gets his chance to turn the tables. So it's 6 from 2. The other numbers, the 4, Musha Reb, very good win at Warwick Farm, first up for the Freedman Camp. He overcame all sorts of trouble and he charged away from them late, so he could be one that really rockets through the grades now. And the other two will throw in numbers 10, Agassi, a bold effort here on the Kenzo last start, one as he liked. And number 11, Spencer, I think he'll go around at a silly price and he didn't have much luck on this track last time out. So we'll go 6, 2, 4, 10 and 11. We can afford to do that just $20 this week. We're only getting 5% of the dividend, but as I said earlier, I'm expecting a big dividend coming into that final leg.
Well, certainly, Paul, if those first couple of legs, your top tips get home, they're $9 and $11 at this stage, so that'll give us a little bit of value anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And in some of those races, you know, you're looking at horses, they're all around that $8, $9, $10 mark. So you only need, if you get 2 of those legs home, all of a sudden you knock a lot of players out and the dividend builds and builds. So coming into that last leg, you could be looking at a really sort of big result. And even if you're only getting 5% of it, you know, 5% of a couple of thousand is quite handy.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Paul, you'll be joining us live on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock as normal, but that gives our podcast followers a bit of a head start going towards the Kensington meeting. Chat to you then, mate.
Sure. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for the Kensington meeting on Sky Sports Radio.